This is an executive summary of non-traded REIT liquidity, fees and risks, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Non-traded REITs occupy a middle ground in real estate investing. They own income-producing property like any REIT and distribute most of their taxable income, but their shares are not listed on a public exchange, so they do not swing with the daily market. That stability is appealing, but it comes at a cost. Non-traded REITs are illiquid, with redemption programs that cap how much you can sell and when. They often carry significant upfront and ongoing fees that drag on returns, and their share values are estimated via periodic NAV calculations, rather than set by a live market, creating valuation uncertainty. Understanding these trade-offs, limited liquidity, redemption caps, fees, and valuation challenges, is essential before investing, because they materially affect your ability to access your capital and the returns you ultimately earn. This guide explains how non-traded REIT liquidity works, the redemption program caps, the upfront and ongoing fees, the valuation uncertainty, and who non-traded REITs are best suited for. This is educational information, not investment advice. Verify current terms in each offering's documents. For a fuller view of how liquidity, fees, and risk all interact within this structure, see our in-depth guide to non-traded REITs. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.